Peace, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
And always greeting too. 啊，你们好。
从心中在这个。
你们好。
大家好，问候大家好。
Well, I thank the Lord for such a opportunity to share the messages, and I do pray that not any word I'm going to say today come from my own but Lord's will.
高兴有这样的一个机会能够跟弟兄姐妹分享，我也祷告说我不是凭着自己来讲，而是讲是在讲主要我们说的话。
So I may the Lord bless his own words.
我愿主来祝福他自己的话。
Well, can we read some scriptures, please?
请我们先一同来读一些圣经。
First, should we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 33?
请我们先翻到《生命记》第一章，
33节。
我们要读33节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 33。
生命记第一章33节，《生命记》在旧约。
Are we all there yet?
旧约第五本书。如果弟兄姐妹有不熟的，旁边的弟兄姐妹帮忙翻一下，《生命记》第一章33节。
I will read in English first, and our brother will read in Chinese.
我们弟兄先用英文念，然后用中文念。
And you are welcome to read together.
弟兄姐妹可以一起跟我们一起念。
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 33.
生命记第一章33节。
Who went in the way before you to search you out a place for your encamping in fire by night?To show you by what way you should go, and in the cloud by day.
生命记第一章33节，他在路上在你们前面行，为你们找安营的地方。夜间在火柱里，日间在云柱里，指示你们所当行的路。
Here he says, "Who means God?"
他这里他是指的神。
Now let's read. John, a New Testament, John chapter 14.
再请我们读约翰福音14章
verses 3 to 6.
14章从第三节到
3 to 6.
第三节到第六节。
If we are there yet, then I'm going to read in Chinese again. My brothers will read in English. I'm sorry, I read English. My brother will read in Chinese.
我弟兄先用英文讲，我再用中文念。
I'm reading the Darby's version.
我们弟兄要用 Darby 的 translation 来念。
And if I go and shall prepare you a place, I'm coming again.And shall receive you to myself, that where I am, you also may be. And you know where I go, and you know the way. Thomas says to him, Lord, we know now where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus says to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father unless by me.
约翰福音14章从第三节到第六节，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
The last scripture I'm going to read is in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Just the last sentence.
我们最后是读约书亚记24章15节的后半段。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, the last sentence.
约书亚记24章15节后半。
We are very familiar with these scriptures.
我相信大家都很熟悉这个经文。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, or we will serve Jehovah.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。约书亚记二十四章十五节最后一句话：至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
My burden today, to share is, I want to start from the service a little bit.
我的侍奉啊，我想先从服事开始讲。我的负担，对不起，我的负担先从侍奉开始讲。
First, we know about the service because we have learned or we have heard a lot of the messages regarding to the service.
我想我们首先我想我们都知道侍奉，因为我们可能听过很多讲关于侍奉的信息。
But I would like to especially to talk to the young people.
我实在是特别要对着年轻人讲。
Of course, we are all young people in God's eye.
其实在神的眼中，我们都是年轻人。
In service, there's nobody old enough not to be able to serve.
在侍奉上，没有人是不能侍奉的。
But speaking of service,
讲到侍奉，
we have been learned just from the previous messages a lot of principles about services.
我想在从前的信息里面，我们听到很多关于侍奉的原则。
I'll give you an example.
举个例子。
We learn about why do we need to serve.
我们提到说为什么我们应当侍奉。
And what's the answer?
这个问题的答案呢？
We were told because the service build up the body of Christ.
答案就是说因为侍奉呢能建立基督的身体。
What to serve?
我们要侍奉什么呢？
Or we can preach the gospel, we can teach him the truth.
我们可以传福音，我们可以教导真理。
So how do we serve?
那我们怎么侍奉呢？
We said, you follow the feeding of life.
我们要说要跟随生命的感觉。侍奉必须要跟随生命的感觉。
So to whom should we serve?
那我们的侍奉的对象呢？
We said that we serve God, we serve people, and we serve each other.
我们是服侍神，服侍人，也彼此的服侍。
So who shall serve?
谁应当来侍奉呢？
We said everybody in the church.
每一个在教会里面的人。
So haven't we been told that life is service, and the service is life?
我想我们也听过说侍奉就是生命，生命就是侍奉。
Well, I can see from your faces, look like this is a very serious topic today.
从大家的表情看来，这好像今天是一个很严肃的题目。
So what I said about the principle of service is what you can find, in the, you know, we have teaching material in, the Bible Friday night, you know, Bible study. 这是礼拜五晚上的读经的教材。
我想我们从这个礼拜五晚上这个读经的这个读经所查考的这些题目的话，我们就可以找到这个侍奉的许多原则。
You can find in the life edification group, and I think it's lesson 11 and 12.Talk about the service.
生命
生活造就组
生活造就组里面十一十二课就讲到许多这方面。
So more or less, we know about the service, the meaning of the service.
所以我们或多或少都明白一些侍奉的意义。
And we would like to serve, don't we?
我们都愿意侍奉，是不是呢？
Hopefully, we do.
希望是这样的。
But are we sure about the service, the value of the service we have in God's eye?
但我们确定我们服事在神眼中的价值吗？
So is there any prerequisite of service? 先决条件。
哦，是不是有一些先决的条件呢？
You know, prerequisite means that you have to have these things to be done before you can do the other things.
先决条件意思就是说呢，你在能够做一件事情以前，你必须先完成另外一件。
So, in other words, is there anything needs to be done before you can do the service?
所以是不是在我们能侍奉以前，我们必须有一些事情要先做？
Is it your wealth? 财富？
是有关于你的财富吗？
Do you have to be rich before you can serve?
是不是我们必须要富有才能够服事？
Of course we know the answer is no.
我们知道这个答案是错的。
It's either IQ, that means they have to be with some intelligence before you can serve.
是不是跟智商有关呢？是不是说我们必须要很聪明才可以服事？
We know the answer is no.
我们知道这答案也不是。
Is it your health, that you have to be very strong before you can serve?
是不是必须要健康，我们必须要身体很强壮啊，强健才可以服事呢？
We know the answer is no too.
我们知道答案也不是。
So we just mentioned that remember the most familiar word now we have in our church that we just mentioned about how to serve?
我们最熟悉的这个有关服事的这个话。
This happened in our aggregation. 在我们的聚集里面。
在我们聚集里面。
We said follow the feeling of life.
我们说必须要跟随生命的感觉。
Yes, we have to follow the feeling of life.
必须要跟随生命的感觉。
But let me ask you, what is the feeling of life?
那么我想请问大家，什么是生命的感觉呢？
And you said how to follow it.
你说这怎么跟随呢？
I don't know if you ask yourself the question.
不知道大家是不是问自己这样的问题。
I found that in Bible study, when we said about follow the feeling of life.
我们在聚会里面，我们礼拜五聚会里面提到说要跟随生命的感觉。
The answer is so simple.
答案是很简单。
But the practice is so difficult.
但是实行起来好像很困难。
So let's go back to the Old Testament.
所以让我们回到旧约里面。
That we just read about in Deuteronomy.
我们在《生命记》第一章所读到的。
See, you see, God asked Moses.To deliver the Israel people from Egypt.
所以神带领以色列人带领他们出埃及，拯救他们出埃及。
Their journeys started from Ramesses, 兰塞。
但那个旅程是从兰塞开始的。
To Sukkoth.
到苏哥。
Then passed Red Sea to Canaan.
过了红海要到迦南地。
You know if they go straight.
他们如果走直路的话呢
？They have to pass the land of Philistines.
他们必须要经过非利士人的地。
But God said,
那神说
，Thus peradventure the people repent when they see war.
我们不能走那里，因为怕他们遇见战事呢，百姓就后悔。
And they return to Egypt.
他们就会回到埃及去。
So God led them to Sinai.
所以神带领他们走西乃。
Then we know because the Israel people keep murmuring.
因为以色列人这个抱怨发怨言。
And they don't obey God's will.
他们没有遵守神的命令。
So we know that the Israel people end up to spend 40 years wandering in the wilderness.
所以他们后来就变成在旷野花了40年在流荡。
Do you know what the distance between Sukkoth to, they say, Jerusalem?
你知道从苏哥到耶路撒冷的距离有多远吗？
Well, I do a little measurement from the map.
我在地图上我做了一点这个测量。
It's not very accurate, though.
不是很准确。
But it's roughly 220 miles.
大约，但是大概的话呢，是220英里。
And if you measure the distance from Sukkot to the southern edge of Canaan,
如果是从苏哥量到这个迦南地的南端，
it's less than 200 miles.
是不到200英里。
It's from our church to Portland, roughly.
就差不多从我们西雅图教会开到波特兰的距离。
So I think we might be able to just walk there, buy food, buy what? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month at most.
所以如果我们用走步行的话呢，我们大概最多两到三个星期，我们应该可以走到。
So you see what the price the Israel people has to pay for 40 years to travel roughly 200 miles.
所以以色列人在旷野里面付了何等的代价，40年的这个代价，我要走这个不到200英里的距离。
Of course, it's really because they go to the south of Sinai and go up north, so it's much longer distance.
当然，他们并不是走到南端，他们是走到
他们从到西奈。They go to the south to Sinai and then go to north.
哦，他们因为他们先到西奈的南端，然后再往北，所以这距离会长一点。
And we also know that there were only two people, the original start the journey and then end up to be able to enter to Canaan.
我们知道也只有当初离开也只有两个人最后进到迦南地里。
We all know who they are, right?
我们都知道是哪两位。
Young people, do you know?
年轻人都知道吗？
There's no response.
没有什么反应，没有什么反应。
It's Caleb and Joshua.
是加勒跟约书亚。
So, God's still have mercy on them.
神还是对他们有怜悯。
So, God still lead them even they didn't obey.
所以虽然他们不顺服呢，神还是带领他们。
So, the God used the pillar of cloud to lead them in day. 云柱。
所以神在日间用云柱带领他们。
So, they lead them by fires and night.
在夜间用火柱带领他们。
And if the cloud stop,That's where they stop.
如果这个云停住了呢，那就是他们要在那里停下来安营的地方。
And God always went ahead of them.
神永远是走在他们的前面。
And God always find a place for them to camp.
也总是找一个为他们寻找安营的地方。
In other words, where God went, they went.
也就是说，不管神往哪里走，他们就跟随往那边去。
They follow.
他们跟随。
So in John chapter 14 that we just read.
在约翰福音十四章我们刚读到。
We know there was a conversation between Lord Jesus and the apostles.
我们知道这是主耶稣跟门徒之间的一个对话。
I didn't ask everybody, we didn't read the whole chapter 14.
我们并没有读整章十四章。
But we can see just from the chapter, from the scripture we read that Lord says to the apostle that he is going to prepare some place for them.
但就从我们刚读到这几节经文里面，我们知道主说呢，他要为他们去预备地方去。
And after the preparation, he shall come back.
他预备好了地方呢，他就来再回来接他们。
And shall receive them to himself.
他说要接你们到我那里去。
So he says, as you know where I go and you know the way.
他说我往哪里去你们知道。那条路你们也知道。
So you have this Thomas ask.
那么多马就问了。
Said that, though we know not where you go and how can we know the way.
他说主啊我们不知道你往哪里去怎么知道那条路呢。
In other words,He wants to find a way, the way he can find a way is that she know where Lord goes.
也就是说多马希望能够知道他希望知道的路呢是他能知道说会去哪里的地方。
But Jesus' answer is very different.
主耶稣的回答是非常的不同。
He didn't say, now just go to this direction and turn right and go left.
他不是说你往这方向走，然后呢，到一个地方你右转，到哪里你要左转。
He said, I'm the way.
他说我就是道路。
I'm the truth.
真理。
And I'm the life.
和生命。
So in other words, if you find Jesus, then you find a way.
所以换句话说，我们如果找到主耶稣，我们就找到路。
It's not a certain distance or destination.
不是什么距离或者是这个终点的问题。
It's Lord Himself.
那是这个主耶稣他自己。
So, what is way?
所以这个道路是什么呢？
Well, way shows where, you know, how do you go from one place to the other one, right?
道路是让我们能够从一个地方达到另外一个地方的。
So in 21st century,
在21世纪，
you know, we are lucky.
我们很幸运。
Because we have many tools to show us the way.
我们有很多的这个工具可以让我们看见这个道路，让我们知道那个路。
We have the online Google.
这个 Google 这个网上有地图。
We have MapQuest.
有 MapQuest.
They show you how to go.
告诉你说你应该怎么走。
They show you what the distance is.
告诉你说从这一点到另外一点的距离。
I even tell you how long does it take.
甚至告诉你说你若从这一点开车到另外一点大概花多久时间。
Well, that's another amazing tool today to help you to find a way.
还有一个很奇妙的工具。
It's GPS.
就是这个卫星导航 GPS.
It's actually global positioning system.
这个全球定位系统。
I don't know how many of you have such good tools.
不知道弟兄姐妹有多少人有这样的一个工具。
I find it's very amazing.
我觉得很奇妙。
So, I purchased one a month ago.
一个月以前我买了一件。
Because I want to make a trip.
因为我要去一个这个旅途。
So, I think I need it.
所以我想说呢，我应该需要这样的工具。
Why? Because I'm going to somewhere that I have never been.
因为我要去一个从来没去过的地方。
So I need a direction.
所以我需要一个指引。
I need people to tell me, somebody tell me how to get there.
我需要有人告诉我说怎么样到那里。
And I don't want to make mistake, hopefully.
我希望说我不会在路上不会犯错。
So I got this GPS.
所以呢我就买了这个 GPS, 这个全球这个定位系统。
And I found it's interesting to know that what GPS can do for you.
我发现说很有趣这个 GPS 能够做的事情。
If you don't know yet, let me show you.
如果你不知道的话呢我来让大家看一下。
You know, in GPS, you can find, you know, let's say we are in church now.
比如说我们现在在教会。
You say, I want to go to gas station.
我想要去一个加油站。
Well, you might know where gas station is here.
你可能早就知道这附近哪里有加油站。
But do you know you can find gas station in somewhere 200 miles from here?
那你知不知道如果说我在200英里外哪里有加油站呢？
Well, your GPS tell you.
GPS 可以帮助你知道。
You say I need money.
你说我需要现金。
I got to go to find a bank.
我需要到一个银行提款机去。
Well, GPS tell you.
GPS 也会告诉你。
If I said I want to go there, I want to find a hotel.
你说如果到了一个地方，你说我要找旅馆。
You know what? GPS tell you too.
GPS 可以帮助你。
So we have these amazing tools.
所以这个是很奇妙的工具。
And the character of GPS.
这个 GPS 的特性。
They have several characters.
有几样特性。
First, they give you the direction.
第一个是给你指引。指引方向。
They tell you that you are going to east, west, south, north.
他告诉你是往东西南北哪个方向走。
He give you the speed.
告诉你速度。
They tell you how fast you're driving.
告诉你说你现在开多快。
He also tell you that how fast can you drive in this session, in this location.
他告诉你说你现在在这个你在这个地方你可以开那个速限是多少？你可以开多快
？And I found it's amazingly accurate.
我发现说很有趣，它还蛮准确的。
When you see the sign say 50,
你如果看到那个旁边速限写说路上的这个牌子速限写50
yeah, when you get from 40 to 50,
你从这个40开到50。
You know, amazingly, when you pass the 50, your GPS almost turned to 52.
结果当我这个开到50的时候呢 ,GPS 却说我是开52。
No, GPS will tell you the 50. It will show this is actually 50.
哦。他告诉你说这一段路你只能开50。
Yeah, it changed right away.
哦马上就改了。
It's very, very helpful.
非常有帮助非常非常有用。
And the speed is very important.
速度是很重要的。
Because we all know that young people tend to drive faster.
速度是很重要的因为我们都知道年轻人喜欢开快一点。
Or the people who just learn to drive tend to drive faster too.
或者刚刚学会开车的人可能也会比较倾向于开快。
There is a lady I know.
有一位女士我认得有我认识一位女士。
I cannot tell her name.
不可以讲她的名字。
One time I think I drove with her.
有一次我看她一起开车。
Actually she drove.
是她在开车。
And I know she just learned driving not very long.
我知道她刚学会开车不多久。
How do I know?
怎么知道呢
?Because I told her how to drive.
因为我教她开的。
So there was a journey we start.
所以我们开始开车。
She was driving.
她在开车。
And the last thing I know is that she was racing with another lady in 80 plus miles on the highway.
结果我发现她居然跟另外一个女士在高速公路上这个飙车，飙到80英里，一小时80英里。
Plus.
比80还高。
So this tells me that really, you know, sometimes when we serve, you know, driving speed is like just like the way you serve.
开车的这个速度啊，就好像我们服侍一样。
Sometimes if we start a service at the very beginning,
我们在开始服侍的时候
，with the enthusiasm that we have in service,
我们有很大的热心。
We tend to drive faster than we should.
所以我们呢就会，我们就好像开车开的过于我们所当开的速度。
We like to speed up a little bit.
我们喜欢再快一点。
Like sometimes when we serve, we have the same problem too.
所以我们服侍的时候有时也会这样的，我们就喜欢再快一点。
Sometimes they, you know, too fast will cause the trouble.
可是太快有时候会找麻烦。
Another character of the GPS is it give you the warning.
GPS 的另外一个特性，这个一个特性呢，就是它会给你警告。
It tells you something's going to happen in advance.
它预先告诉你前面会发生什么事情。
It will tell you that another 200 meters is going to be this asset, for example.
比如说呢，再过200的这个米呢，右边就有出口了。
Yeah, it tells you the you know the traffic is bad. You know, 5 miles ahead.
或者比如说，他告诉你说呢，你前面五英里的地方呢，这个有这个这个交通呢很堵塞。
Yeah. He also give you the instruction.
也会给你指示。
He'll tell you that to turn right, to turn left, or to make a U-turn.
他告诉你说你应该在哪里右转或左转，或者说应该要回头。
Or you should drive on the ramp.You should get off on the highway.
你应该从这个公路上下来了。
And one of the most amazing, well, not the most amazing, but what I really like is the function called recalculation.
我最喜欢的一个功用啊，是这个叫做这个重新计算。
You know what that means?
这什么意思
？If we ask you to turn left and you pass it.
比如说他告诉你说你应该右转你应该左转但是你这个越过去了。越过了出口。
Then GPS start recalculating.
GPS 就开始重新计算。
And it will show you the new map.
他就给你一个新的这个地图。
It give you a new instruction.
给你新的指示。
Because you make a mistake.
因为呢你犯了一个错。
You didn't follow the instruction before.
你之前没有完全跟随他的这个指引。
So he gave you a new instruction to follow.
所以他现在告诉你说，那你现在该怎么走了。
And the new instruction is still based on your destination.
这个指引呢，还是新的指引呢，仍然是照着你最后要到达的目的地来算。
It still shows where to go to get your destination.
他还是告诉你说你最终应该是到那个目的地，但是呢他现在是给你一个新的地图了。
And also you know, when you got a new GPS, it will ask you to enter your home address.
所以现在新的 GPS 的话呢，它会你刚拿到的时候，它要你把你家里的地址放输进去。
Because it's a special icon there, say home.
啊，因为这个家是一个这个特殊的这个记号。
Yeah, they made you to be very convenient to go home. Just push the button home.
所以呢，你如果在外面，然后你说我要回家，你只要按那个家。
You know,
这个记号的话呢，他就会告诉你怎么走。
Yeah, I was in the more than 1,000 miles away, somewhere.
那时候我是在1000英里外，什么某个地方。
I hit the button home.
我就按了这个 button.
He showed me all the way to go home.
他就告诉我要怎么走回家。
How long, you know, what the distance is.
这个距离有多远。
Yeah, he even showed me that if I start now,You know, you roughly you will get home roughly this time.
啊，他是在甚至告诉我说，如果你现在就离开的话呢，你大概几点啊、哪一天几点几分你可以到哪家
？So in other words, you won't get lost.
所以呢，你就不会迷路了。
Yeah, no matter where you are, when you hit a button, always bring you home.
不管在哪里，只要按家，就可能回到家。
Do we feel like our God?You know, as like our GPS.
我们是不是觉得这个我们的神就好像我们的 GPS 一样
？Yeah, we can go to God to ask everything.
我们可以到神那里问一切的事情。
We can ask him about the direction.
我们可以问这个我们当走的方向。
Where to go?
我们该往哪儿走
？Turn left or turn right?
往左还是往右？
And the God always provides the answer just like the GPS.
神总是像 GPS 一样，一定会给我们一个指引。
Of course, GPS sometimes they lock out, they won't work.
GPS 也会犯错 ，GPS 也会这个宕机。
But our God will not.
但我们的神不会。
God always give you the answer as long as you come to ask Him.
神总是会，只要我们来问，他总是会给我们一个答案。
And we need that.
我们实在需要
，because we need a direction，
因为我们很需要指引
，and we need to find a way，
我们需要知道那个路
，we need to how to get close to God，
我们需要知道怎么样更亲近神
，and sometimes we need to go home，
我们需要回家
，because when home is where God leave us，
是家
，stay with us，
是神与我们同在的地方
，you know church is our home，
教会是我们的家
，so we。Very often we need to go home, because especially when we are wandering around.
特别我们有时候是在外面流荡，我们真的很需要回家。
So when we come to God,
是当我们来到神这里
，give God us the direction.
我们问求问他我们这个刚走的方向。
He gave us the speed that we should follow.
他也告诉我们我们的这个步伐的速度。
He give us the warning.
他给我们警告。
You know, so we will not make the mistake.
好叫我们避免犯错。
He give us the instructions so we know what to do.
他给我们指引，叫我们知道当怎样行。
When we make a mistake, God always has alternative.
当我们犯错的时候呢，
Alternative.
哦，神总是为我们预备一个
抉择，另外一个选择，
yeah, 另外一个选择。
That we can always go home.
好叫我们还是能够回到家。
We can always come to the right destination.
我们可以总是回到那个对的那个最终点。
So if we find a way, then we feel positive about the feeling of life.
所以我们如果能够找到路的话，我们就觉得说，我们对于摸这个生命的感觉是比较这个
正确，
比较这个正面的。
If we don't find a way, we don't follow.
我们若找不到路的话呢，我们就不知道怎么跟随。
Yeah, then we don't. Then when we follow the life, you know, the feeling of life, we don't know if it is good or bad.
当我们If we don't,
yeah. If we don't, we find a way.
Yeah, 我们如果没有找到路的话呢，我们就不知道这个我们这个生命的感觉是对的还是错的。
Yeah, because we don't know if it's from God or from our old flesh.
因为我们不知道这个感觉呢，究竟是从神来的呢，还是我们自己肉体的感觉。
So I think, you know, I just use this GPS as an example.
所以我只是用这个 GPS 呢做一个例子。
Of course, our God is more powerful, trillion times powerful than any GPS.
那我们的神是几亿倍的比这个 GPS 更有能力。
So I know, I think if we have the right feeding, we follow the feeding to serve.
所以我们若有一个对的生命的感觉，我们跟随这个生命的感觉来侍奉。
I mentioned about there were two people entering Canaan, from their original journey.
哎，我就讲到说以色列人他们当初呢离开埃及呢，最后只有两个人进了迦南地。
In Joshua chapter 14, verse 8.
在约书亚记十四章第八节。
I just read for you.
我为大家来念。
He said, I wholly follow the Lord my God.
我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
In the sentence following that,
在接下去那
一节经文 he said, I am 85 years old. Let me see what verse it is.
10, verse 10.
14. Yeah, 14. It's right here. 10. Yeah. He says, I am 85 years old, as I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so as is my strength now. For war,both to go out and to come in. Oh, that's in 14:10-11.
Yeah. 约书亚记十四章这个第十节第十一节，这个是加勒说的话。他说，我现今我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样，无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
So in Bible we see some example about people to serve.
所以我们在圣经里看到一些服事的例子。
We know that Samuel started serving God when he was really young.
撒母耳从很年幼的时候就开始服事神。
So he's a good example about, you know, young people can start to serve God in very young age.
所以他是一个我们年轻人可以从年轻时候就开始服侍神的一个好例子。
You know, Caleb, Joshua, Moses, they all serve God all the way, even they are in their old age.
约书亚、加勒、摩西，他们都一直服侍神到他们非常年老的时候。
So as long as we find a way, we follow the life of the feeding of life, we all serve God.
所以只要我们能够摸到这个我们能够找到这个路，我们摸到这个生命的感觉，我们是可以从年幼一直服侍到年老。
There should be no difference between any one of us.
在我们当中应该不会有不同。
Yeah, we don't use the age as our reasons not to serve God.
我们不应当用年龄做我们不能服侍的借口。
So that's why I said I'd like to.You know, my burden, especially to the young people.
所以我的负担特别为着年轻人。
I still see most of you are young.
我想我们都是年轻人。
So we all need to serve God.
我们都应当来服侍神。
Because service is life, and life is service.
服侍就是生命，生命就是服侍。
We just need to find the right way.
我们就是需要找到对的路。
In the Bible,Bible show us the right way is go to our Lord Jesus.
圣经告诉我们要找对的路，我们必须要到主那里。主耶稣就是那个路。
Because all the abundance of God is in our Lord Jesus.
神一切的丰富都在基督里。
For the sake of time, I must discontinue my sharing.
为着时间缘故，我们必须停在这里。
And give the time to our brother Alice.
底下时间交给这个邱弟兄。
接着弟兄的话讲。
Following our brother sharing.
生命的感觉。
The feeling of life.
我们都有这个生命。
We all have this life.
对不对？我们都有这个生命。
We all have this life.
所以在我开始交通之前。
So before I start sharing.
我必须要先把荣耀归给神。
I must first give glory to God.
当我接受这个托付在今天跟弟兄姊妹有交通的时候。
When I accepted this responsibility to share with you.
我就开始准备了。
I began to prepare.
就读圣经啊。
To read the Bible.
查资料啊。
And to look up the references.
甚至于上 internet 去找一些东西啊。
And even to look things up on the internet.
但是里面的感觉就是觉得很木木的感觉。很迟钝的感觉。里面的感觉啊。
But my feeling inside was low.
一直到今天早上。
Even till this morning.
我心里面想，应该再最后冲刺一下，对不对
？Felt like at the last minute I should give an extra push.
所以我又在那里读啊，准备啊，哈。想准备的好一点，上台不会有打梗啊，有脱节啊，或者这些问题出来。
So I was still preparing even till the last minute.
姊妹啊，在厨房做事。
And my wife was working in the kitchen.
她就跟我谈一些这个比较的事情 ，compare.
And she was talking to me about comparing.
圣灵有的时候讲话真的是很微小。
Sometimes when the Holy Spirit speaks,
你要是不注意的话，可能一刹那之间这个感觉就过去了。
And if you don't pay attention, then that feeling might all of a sudden just go away.
突然圣灵把我跟昨天跟一位弟兄交通的感觉又把我拉进来了。
The Holy Spirit through a brother's sharing last night, brought me back.
我就回到加拉太书第六章。
So I turned to Galatians, chapter 6.
因为最近我们礼拜五晚上读经都在读加拉太书。
Because recently in our Bible studies we've been reading the book of Galatians.
加拉太书它的背景是讲到保罗他写信给加拉太的弟兄姊妹们。
The background is that Paul wrote this letter to the church in Galatia.
因为他对这一班弟兄姊妹们实在是有负担，实在是有爱心，因为在基督里面。
Because he really had this burden and this love for the church over there.
加拉太书的整个背景就是讲到在基督里的自由。
And the whole background of Galatians is talking about freedom in Christ.
这个世界，这个现代的这个现今的世界也是讲自由。
And the world today is talking about freedom.
但是这个自由跟圣经里面所讲的自由是一个不同的自由。
But that freedom and the freedom that is talked about in the Bible are different.
当人自由到一个地步的时候，就离开了真理的自由。
People depart from the true freedom once they have their own freedom.
所以保罗就写了这一封加拉太书给加拉太的弟兄姊妹们，告诉他们什么才是真的自由。
So Paul wrote this letter to the Galatians and told them what true freedom is.
所以当我在那里等候的时候，圣灵把这些话放在我里面。
So as I was waiting, the Holy Spirit placed these words into my heart.
我说这些并不是要在弟兄姊妹显得说我如何属灵。
I'm not saying these things to tell you how spiritual I am.
弟兄刚才交通到生命的感觉，实在是我们要付上代价去感觉这个生命。
Our brother talked about this life, and we need to.Pay the price to have this feeling of life.
因为神已经把这个生命给我们了。
Because God has already given us this life.
就好像约翰福音十五章里面讲到那个葡萄树的比喻一样。
Just like in John 15, the parable of the vine.
我们每一个都是那个树上的枝子。
We are all branches of that vine.
我们跟那个树是分不开的。
We cannot separate from that vine.
所以主告诉我们说，你要住在我里面。
So the Lord says, you must abide in me.
中文的翻译说你要常住在我里面。
In the Chinese translations, it says you must often abiding.
好像某一些时候你可以离开一样。
It's almost like at any time you can leave.
就是好像我们是我们今天的光景。
And that's like our condition today.
我们有的时候离开了。
Sometimes we do depart.
但是神告诉我们说，你要住在我里面。
But Jesus says you must abide in me.
就好像我从东岸在19将近20年前从东岸搬到这里来，我住在现在的房子里面，我就一直住在这里，我没有再搬开。
So just like I moved over here from the East Coast about almost 20 years ago, I have never moved from that house since.
这个住在里面，是让我们对他有感觉。
And this abiding allows us to have that feeling.
对主的生命有感觉。
To have a feeling towards God's life.
这就是今天我们所要交通的。
And this is what I want to share with you today.
这个住在里面的感觉让我们有自由。
This abiding gives us that freedom.
这个自由不是血气肉体上的自由。
This freedom is not the freedom in the flesh.
而是我们在主的里面有完全的自由。
But that we have freedom in the Lord.
所以当我在主面前能够低下头来的时候，他就把他的话更多的放在我里面。
So I was...As I was able to bow before the Lord, then he was able to place his words in my heart.
我们先来看一下加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他这里说，个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Galatians 6, verses 4 and 5. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load.
就像我刚才说的，保罗要提醒加拉太的弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做真的自由，什么是不是真的自由。
Paul wanted to remind the Galatians what is true freedom and what is not.
对，第五章里面保罗讲到了血气所带来的果子是什么，而圣灵所带来的果子又是什么。
In chapter 5, Paul mentions what is the fruit of the flesh and what is the fruit of the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，假如有机会回去的话，再把这个看一下，你会更明白在基督里的自由是什么样的自由。
Then if you have time, when you go home, you can look this up and see what is true freedom, or what is the fruit.
他在这里特别强调说，他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
And here in verse 4 it says, he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another.
最今天在这个时代何其的一个严重的问题。
Sin in the world today is a very serious problem.
因为人的自由的关系，所以就好像是为所欲为，甚至于在很好的理由下面也能够做一些不好的事情。
Because for according to man's own freedom, as long as it seems reasonable, then they can do things that are wrong.
但是我们忘记了，我们有一个完、一个 perfect 的一个 life、一个生命在我们里面。
We have forgotten that we have this perfect life inside of us.
所以好像有的时候行起来不能够荣耀神，也不能够让自己得到完全的喜乐。
So when we act, we cannot bring glory to God, and we cannot bring true joy to ourselves.
但是神开始在我们身上做工的时候，他是对我们某一个人开始。
But when God begins to work in us, He is working inside of us individually.
主耶稣来救我们的时候，他是一个一个救。
When Jesus saves us, He saves us one by one.
所以我们每一个人得着的都是一个完全的救恩。
So every one of us receives a complete salvation.
没有一个人是因为做了什么而得救恩。
And it's not that any one of us has done anything that we can be saved.
所以加拉太书保罗就对弟兄姊妹们说，你们不要以为做了行了完了这些律法的事情，你们就能够在神面前称义。
So Paul says, do not think that because you have kept the law that you can be called righteous.
你们不要以为你们行了割礼，你们就向神夸口。
So do not think that because you are circumcised that you can boast before God.
在神的里面，这些都不算什么。
In God's eyes, these count for nothing.
所以神在我们身上的救恩是要我们得着这一个人。
So God's works of salvation in us is to obtain us.
所以神给我们的是一个清洁而且是圣洁的生命。
So God has given us this pure and holy life.
这个生命它不能够接触污染，它不能够接触罪。
This life cannot be tainted and it cannot come near sin.
当我们在圣灵里面的自由能够运用的合宜的话，神喜悦，我们的生命得以长大。
The freedom that we have in the Spirit, God wants us to grow in Him.
要是我们这个自由用的不合适的话，
If we don't use this freedom properly,
这个生命就会枯干。
Then this life will be dried up.
就像那个葡萄树上的枝子，他告诉我们说他怎么样啊？他不结果子的话，神就要把它剪去。
So Jesus said that any branch that does not bear fruit, the Father will cut it off.
这个剪去并不是说我们就以神的国、以神的救恩完全无份了，并不是这个意思。
This is not to say that we will have absolutely no part in God's kingdom.
我们只是仅仅得救而已。
But that we are only merely saved.
这是一个很可怜、很可怜在神的国度里面的光景。
And this is a very pitiful situation in God's eyes.
要是我们有人有这种想法的话，
If any of us have that kind of a thought,
愿我们能够回转过来。
May we repent quickly.
所以神的救恩临到我们每一个人的时候，我们都有一个全新的生命在我们里面。
So when God's salvation comes to us, we have this brand new life inside of us.
当我们得救以后，圣灵住在我们里面。
After we have been saved, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us.
圣灵每天引导我们行事为人。
And the Holy Spirit leads us.
所以刚才我们读的第四章里面，他要我们省察我们自己的 conduct， 我们的行为，我们行事为人，每天我们自己要省察。
So in verse 4 it says that each one of us should examine our own work.
我们不应该把眼光放在别人的身上。
We shouldn't look to anyone else.
在今天我们好像有一个习惯，就是无论做什么事情我们都希望做一个比较。
Today it seems like whatever we do we want to compare.
甚至于属灵的事物都会有一些比较。
Even in spiritual matters, we want to compare.
年轻人有年轻人的比较。
The young people compare according to their own ways.
从最简单的穿衣服会比较。
They'll compare their clothing.
读大学有比较。
And when they go to college, they compare.
到了中年，年轻稍微长一点，工作有比较。
Then when you start working, you compare.
你住的房子也会有比较。
You'll compare your houses.
到了老年以后，甚至于你的退休生活也会有比较。
And even when you grow old, you compare your retirement.
所以这是一个充满了比较的一个时代。
So this generation is full of comparison.
但是这一个比较会带来正面的结果，也会带来负面的结果。
But this comparison has its positives and negatives.
所以圣灵在我们里面的引导就成为一个很重要的事情。
So this leading of the Holy Spirit becomes very important.
我们怎么样每天能够活在那个生命的感觉里面？
How can we daily live in this feeling of life?
刚才他告诉圣经这个第四章 第六章第四节告诉我们，我们要把 focus 放在我们自己身上。
So in this verse 4 it says that each one of us must examine our own selves.
Own self.管你自己的事情。
Just pay attention to yourself.
我们在神面前，我们到底有没有长进？
Before God, have we truly grown?
上个礼拜，我们年长的弟兄在这里跟我们交通。
Our elderly brother shared with us last week.
我们到底是吃奶的还是吃干粮的？
Are we drinking milk or are we eating solid food?
我们到底是婴孩，我们还是已经是慢慢的长大成人？
Are we still babes in Christ or are we growing to maturity?
这是我们当注意的。
This is something we ought to pay attention to.
特别在第六章的一开头，他这里讲到，要是有一些人他偶尔被过犯所胜。
It says in chapter 6 verse 1, if a man is overtaken in any trespass,
你们这些属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
You who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness.
这是一个开始。
This is a beginning.
神他把这个生命给我们，把圣灵的指引放在我们里面，不仅是为了造就我们自己，也让我们在肢体当中能够一直彼此扶持。
God has given us this life and His Holy Spirit, so that we can also help each other.
不是我们为了自己将来要到神面前去领奖赏。
Not only for ourselves to obtain a reward one day before God.
罪，他无时无刻不在找机会、找理由要进入我们的生活、进入我们的生命。
Sin is always trying to find an opportunity to enter our lives.
问题是说，我们够不够警醒？
The question is, are we awake enough?
要是我们光讲自由到一个地步，为所欲为的话，我们很容易被罪所试探引诱。
If we only talk about freedom, then we may be very easily tempted by sin.
甚至于有的时候我们在罪里面，我们都自己都不觉得我们在罪里面。
Sometimes even when we're in sin, we don't realize it.
所以这些话不仅是对年轻的弟兄姊妹们说，也对我自己也说。
So these words are not only for the young people, but also for myself.
让我们每天时时刻刻感觉到圣灵在里面的引导是什么。
Let us every day and every moment realize what the leading of the Holy Spirit is.
神的工作不仅是要得着一个个人。
God's work is not to only obtain individuals.
神的工作他要得着一个完全的器皿。
But he wants to obtain a complete vessel.
能够让基督的身体能够在地上为他彰显。
That Christ's body can be manifested here on earth.
所以神继续要制作从个人而到身体。
So God wants to do the work in the individual to the corporate body.
为的是要在永世里面。
So that in eternity.
能够显明他是那位永在的父。
That it can be shown that he is the eternal father.
在今天这个时代里面，有许多的机会，有许多的机会，让我们忘记在我们身上的恩典，在我们身上的带领，在我们身上的工作。
Many opportunities for us to forget the grace that has been given to us and the work that has been done in us.
有的时候好像每来聚会变成我们的一个习惯。
Sometimes coming to meetings just becomes our habit.
一天一天一次一次的聚会好像很快就过去了。
Every meeting seems to go by quickly.
但是我们在主面前等候的时间确实不够多。
But the time that we wait upon the Lord is not enough.
就像我刚才说的，我们住在主里面的时间可以数算得出来，不是那么多。
The time that we actually spend abiding in the Lord is.
主耶稣他也告诉我们说，他说我的话已经洁净了。
Jesus said that my word has already cleansed you.
好像我们亲近他的话的时间也不够多。
It seems like we don't spend enough time in His word.
他接着又说，这样子的话，凡你们所祈求的，父就会给你们成就。
And he also says that whatever you ask, the Father will do it for you.
好像我们祷告的时间也不够多。
But it seems like we don't spend enough time in prayer either.
也不知道怎么样去祷告。
And we don't know how to pray.
也不知道怎么样为个人或者为基督的身体祷告。
And we don't know how to pray for others or for the body of Christ.
所以有的时候当在神面前寻求的时候，自己觉得神在我们工上身上要做的工，他有那个心愿，但是在我们身上要成就是何其的难。
So sometimes it seems like God wants to do His work in us, but it's so hard for Him to actually do it.
但是主耶稣又告诉我们一个很简单的方法，说你只要住在我里面就可以了。
But Jesus gives us a very simple method, is that we just need to abide in Him.
你就知道你每天省察你自己的生活言行，什么是当行的。
So that you know that what you ought to do every day.
看起来又是一件很简单的事情。
It seems like it's very simple.
但是在我们这个复杂的人的身上好像又变得不可能的一件事情。
But in such complicated people as us, it seems like it's almost impossible.
所以回到弟兄刚才说的话，生命的感觉。
So to return to our brother's words, this feeling of life.
这不是一个口号。
This is not just a saying.
这是神要在我们身上所做的工作。
This is what God wants to accomplish in us.
因为我们都能够在他里面能够被他感觉到也能够感觉到他。
And so may we be able to have the sense of God in our lives.
无论是什么样的过犯胜过了我们在过去的这一段时间里面。
No matter what trespasses have overcome us in the past.
第一个我们应该有一个赦免的心。
We ought to first have a heart of repentance.
Forgiveness. 因为我们原本就是一个罪人。
Because we are sinners.
神看我们是有没有罪而不是说我们罪多少。
God only sees whether we have sinned, not how much we have sinned.
对啊，就好，所以刚刚开始我就说了，我们喜欢做比较。
So just like I said, we like to compare.
即便在这些事情上，我们也比较。
And even in these things, we compare.
我的罪好像比他轻一点，比他少一点。
My sin is less than that other person.
好像我就可以夸口了。
So it seems like I can boast.
其实没有一个人能够在神面前夸口。
But really, none of us have a right to boast.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们要用爱的心去挽回这个弟兄。
We need to bring that brother back in love.
不要议论，不要论断。
And don't reason.
Don't judge.
Judge.
因为圣经的话告诉我们说，我们怎么论断人，神就怎么论断我们。
Because the Bible says that however we judge others, we will be judged the same way.
所以我们整个生命的成长的过程在主里面第一个我们必须要把目光放在我们自己身上
So how much our life has grown we need to first look at ourselves
第二个我们必须要顺着圣灵在我们里面的指引
And we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit
但是我们每一个人都要这样子行的时候
But when each one of us needs to do this
神的工作在这个基督的身体里面就能够显明出来
Then this work in the body of Christ can be shown.
所以愿神在我们里面做这个不仅做清洁的工作，也做引导的工作。
So may God not only do the work of purifying, but also the work of leading.
愿凡是被罪所胜过的，因着神的爱能够被挽回。
Because we want all who have been overcome by sin, may they return.
不要。让任何的肢体成为一个枯干的肢体。
We don't want any member of the body to be one who has dried up.
而是能够长得很多果实出来荣耀神。
But we want everyone to be able to bear much fruit.
讲到果实，圣经里面告诉我们说它是凡结果子的。
And speaking of fruit, God's word says that all who bear fruit.
神他并没有规定你要结多少果子。
God doesn't say how much fruit you need to bear.
我们每一个人生命的度量不一样。
Each one of us has a different capacity.
这又谈到刚才比较的问题了。
And this is talking about comparison again.
有的人他的度量是能够结一串葡萄，有的人他能够结十串葡萄。
Some people can bear one cluster of grapes, some others may bear 10 clusters.
有的人他能够服侍一个人，有的人他能够服侍一群人。
Some people can serve one person, some people can serve a multitude.
所以就凭着神在我们里面放下生命的度量，我们来服侍。
So we serve according to the capacity that God has given us.
聚会完了，我们把诗歌本收一收，把剩下来的波饼的杯子收一收，在神眼中看为宝贵。
After our meeting, if you put the hymn books away or collect the cups from the breaking of bread, that is precious in God's sight.
不一定要非要站在人面前说什么你才是宝贵。
It doesn't have to be that you stand up before people and speak.
这是谈到我们的侍奉。
So this is talking about our service.
我们侍奉是由生命里面出来的。
Our service comes out of our life.
当圣灵在你里面告诉你说哎，这件事情你去做一下。
When the Holy Spirit tells you, you should go and do this.
你就去做。
Then you go and do it.
圣灵就在里面肯定你的服事。
And the Holy Spirit will, confirm your work.
我们不需要得着人的任何称赞。
We don't need to obtain the approval of men.
同样的，圣灵在里面给我们的带领，让我们不去，特别是这些 有罪污染的这些事情存在的时候。
Similarly, when the Holy Spirit tells us not to do something, especially something that has to do with sin,
你会发现里面另外有一个声音说，没有关系，去试一次看看，我就做这一次就好。
You'll discover that maybe there's another voice next to you saying, it's okay, you can do it this one time.
这个时候你就要分辨什么是从上头来的话。
At this time is when you need to discern what is from above.
所以这个时候你我们日常读经的生活就变得很重要。
So at this time, then our daily spending time in God's Word becomes important.
我们就要拿出圣灵的宝剑来抵挡这些话。
We need to take out the sword of the Spirit.
这是谈到我们个人。
And this is talking about us as individuals.
谈到基督的身体。
And talk about the body of Christ.
愿我们能够真的彼此扶持。
May we truly build one another up.
就像腓立比书第二章里面讲到，我们不要光顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事情。
So just like in Philippians 2, it says that we can't just pay attention to ourselves, but we need to also pay attention to others.
当有弟兄姊妹们软弱的时候
，When others are weak,
我们能够起来彼此扶持。
We need to be able to lift others up.
因为这是一件虽然是一件极小的事情，但是在神的眼中是看为极为可贵。
These may be small matters, but they are precious in God's sight.
因为他做工开始是从个人开始，但是最后结束，他却要得着一个荣耀的身体。
Because God's work begins in us as individuals, but the end result is in the body of Christ.
所以我们愿我们一起在主里面，我们一起被成长。
So may we grow together in the Lord.
将来有一天，我们在基督里面一同得荣耀。
So that one day we may all obtain glory before God.
我早上的交通就停在这里。
I will conclude my sharing here.
我们一起唱首诗歌。